Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to this edition of The Cave Show. This is PLR, and I welcome you in. Have a lot of stuff to get into today. We do have an abbreviated show today, as I have an assignment to get to. So I want to get that out early. The topics today are really limited. 917-889-7828. We're going to talk a lot of basketball in that little time. We're going to hit on basketball. We're going to hit, I mean basketball, hit on football. We're definitely going to hit on the Las Vegas Golden Knights. So let's jump right into it. Let's get this going. We are brought to you by the one, the only, Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located locally in Chandler, Arizona, Alma School and Chandler Heights. Let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. You can also become a Cigar Club member there. Get a locker with your nameplate on the front, backs up to a humidor, so you never have to worry about your sticks going bad. Like I said, let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Our call-in number is 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. We do have a caller waiting, and all calls are taken, of course, on the Carrie Lackey Law Line. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou.
Hey, Lou, what's up, my man? How are you doing?
All right. Well, I just saw an ending of a game that you probably wouldn't believe. Tigers in Baltimore. Baltimore tied up at the top of the ninth, and Detroit won on a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
Yeah, especially for them since the Tigers have been so horrible lately. I got some breaking news here. Jose Bautista, he signed a minor league deal with the Braves.
Isn't it amazing that he's signing minor league deals?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a star, you know, a player of that caliber and has to sign a minor league deal.
I know.
Yeah. A six-time
All-star. Other breaking news, Canelo's going to be serving a six-month suspension. Alvarez Canelo.
Yeah, I heard.
It's an abbreviated show, so I'm glad you called because I want to get your input because you have a hockey show. Talk about the Golden Knights for me really quick and what the feat that they pulled off as a new team in the league first year.
Not surprised at all.
But just talk about the accomplishment that is because I don't think an expansion team has ever swept anyone.
It is an accomplishment nonetheless. I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, maybe underestimated this team to see how far they're going to go, being that they're an expansion team. But as I've said before, I'll say it again, this is not your ordinary expansion team, where you got a bunch of kids fresh out of college and they're played professional before, where on this hand, you got a talent pool of players who have played on Stanley Cup teams before and have won a few in their career. So they put them all together, and it's like they created this sort of like a super team. So I'm not surprised at all that they have done this well and have swept the Queens, Kings. That was sarcasm.
how far can they go, Lou?
I got them picked to go to the championship.
Really?
You can call me until you want to, but yeah.
They're that good. You think they're that deep in the West?
I think they could. I think they can go all the way.
Sounds good.
Now,
I can't wait to see.
I don't know what we're going to do about the Capitals, though, but, you know, at least they pulled up last night, what, three games in overtime, though, my goodness.
Double overtime. They were able to steal them one on the
but
road.
Yeah, of course,
and
now you got your best guy in goal, and that made the difference last night.
I saw the goal. It was, I don't want to call it a lucky goal, but everything on that goal went right for them. So, do you think they can come back and win a game and even a series, or at least
it's
make it
possible.
Interesting?
I mean, I mean, yeah, if the road team can win every game, sure. I mean, because that's what's happening so far. I thought when they were going home, like, okay, now your back's against the wall. You're going on the road, like, okay. Put up or shut up time, but at least you got your top guy in goal now, and that could change things around, maybe.
Switching topics one more time, Tom Brady hasn't yet committed on next year.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming back, right? Right?
He's coming back. Don't let that fool you. This is publicity as worst.
Well, the draft is next week, and
yes.
When we get closer to the draft, I'm going to have a couple other questions to ask you about that. But is it time? Without getting into what quarterback you think they should pick or will pick or what they'll do, is it time for New England to draft a successor to Tom Brady and be serious about it and not trade him away just because Tom doesn't really want him there? Has the time come yet?
No, not yet. I mean, Brady's still got, I think, 1 or 2 more years left in him, so I think now would be premature. Paul? Paul, you there? Uh-oh.
Lou, can you hear me? I think we lost Lou on that one. Puerto Rico is going to play a baseball game, or rather MLB is going to play a baseball game in Puerto Rico tonight. Puerto Rico is without power. They're in a blackout situation, and they're going to use generators to play this game. And according to their experts down there, they're basically going to say that they can get 48 hours of time on these generators for the game. It looks like we got Lou.
Yeah.
Lou back. Lou,
what I was saying is
in Puerto Rico, they're playing a baseball game tonight. The country is on a blackout right now.
Yes.
So they're going to use generators that they say, Puerto Rico, that they say that can last up to 48 hours. So everything in a game is going to be fine. Now, let me ask this question.
Yeah.
I understand this is different. The MLB has done a lot of good things down in Puerto Rico. Is this something that they should have rescheduled for later in the season once they found out what the situation was? Because a generator lighting a stadium, and I understand the goodwill and I understand all that, but couldn't that be used better at, like, people's houses or?
Yeah, probably.
I guess what I'm asking you, is it a good look?
You know, considering all Puerto Rico's been through right now, maybe this wasn't the best time to hold it. I mean, power is slowly still coming back and everything, and I think they should have waited, you know, a little bit while longer. I think it's taking a big risk right now.
Yeah, so do I. And like I said, it's not that they're doing it. There's nothing malicious, and I don't want to make it sound like that.
No, of course not.
Because they're doing a good thing. They're going to donate a lot of money. They're going to a lot of ambassador-type goodwill work they're going to do while they're there, and I think that's awesome. I guess my only point was, you're using your generators for a baseball game, and there are people without power that can cook meals. And so I think
that's smart.
It just doesn't look right. If that makes any sense whatsoever, the optics on it to me are just bad optics.
It does. And I think there might be also a safety concern as well. So you have to factor in that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't going to affect the game today. We're still going to play it. But they're not going to televise it in Puerto Rico.
Well, yeah, and that's because no one can see it because the country's in a blackout.
Yeah. And speaking of games not going well, 25 games in the major leagues this year have already been postponed, one away from the record, and only 3 weeks into the season. Good Lord.
Didn't we talk about this yesterday?
I think we might have skipped over.
I could have sworn we talked about games and cutting 15 or so off at the beginning.
That's what happened today.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
Lewis,
put us in charge, Lou. Put us in charge.
All right. Well, I say that you should hold the season off till about maybe April or late April or early May and cut the season to 130 games. Because this
is
ridiculous.
I'm with you.
And they're saying, oh, well, we're going to lose money. Well, guess what? You're losing money every time something like this happens, you big dope.
Yeah, well, and I'm a big proponent of chopping off 15 games at the beginning, 10-15 games, rather, at the end. The way you get revenue back, add another playoff team, add another game to the one-game play-in. You'll recoup the money at the end because advertisers love to pay for playoff games because then you have the country on games instead of just a regional thing, and I think they'll get the money back. So, but like I said, just my opinion.
So, and remember, the views expressed are not necessarily this network. Oh.
Well, like I said, my friend, no worries. We have a really abbreviated show today. We got about 5-10 more minutes. I got one more call. It looks like that's holding on, and hopefully I get you on tomorrow.
Yeah, good luck with your assignment today.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
All right, Paul, if everything goes according to plan, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel.
Same bad channel. Thanks, my friend. I appreciate it.
All right, Paul, thanks.
All right, now take care. Hey, that's our great friend of the program, Lou. Love to hear from him. I do have a caller, and guess what? Should have kept Lou on. Caller just dropped. I just briefly want to get into, like I said, we're doing a really abbreviated show today. Want to touch on this Eric Bledsoe thing last night. I mean, no secrets, Eric Bledsoe is one of my favorite, not just players in the league, but one of my favorite people in the league. And Eric, my man, he got served, man. I think you know who Terry Rozier is. And for those of you that don't know, he was asked a question about Terry Rozier, and he said, huh? He said, I don't know who he is, threw in another couple words, and taking a little heat for it because Terry Rozier is just flat-out playing him right now, and the Bucks are just flat-out being outplayed by Boston. Right now, their offense looks anemic. For those of you that know, I'm a huge Jabari Parker fan as well. Know him personally. Known his dad since I was like 5. But they got to get some points from Jabari. They got to get more points from the bench. EB has to play a little bit better offensively, and they got to get some open shots. And what I'm thinking is, superstar players play well everywhere. The Greek Freak has played well on the road. Chris Middleton has played well on the road. Hopefully, the players, as Charles calls them, or Shaq calls them, the others, will play better when they get home to Milwaukee and get back in the series. But someone has to hit some open shots, and that will free up the middle and allow Antetokounmpo to do the things that he does, which then will allow everyone else to do the things that they do. So I don't think the series is quite over yet. I know Milwaukee isn't a must-win for the next 2 games because they can't fall down 3-0, obviously, and they definitely don't look like they have the offensive power to fall down 3-1. To a Boston team that's playing their absolute butts off. Portland, quickly. Guys, there's some pit bulls over there in New Orleans. You lost 2 games at home. I honestly think this series is over. I am dead wrong. My man Ed Smith called the series. He said, pick the team with the best player. The best player is Anthony Davis. Rajon Rondo, for those of you who don't remember, last year the Bulls would have beat Boston. And I'm just saying they would have beat Boston if he had not got hurt. And they are absolutely positively taking it to the Portland Trail Blazers. He's calling out their sets, folks, before they even get in them. Rondo is controlling the tempo. Drew Holiday is playing his ass off. And, you know, Anthony Davis is just one of the top 5 players in the NBA. So you know what you're getting from him, and he's even taking it to the next level. Toronto is just better than Washington. Washington, again, they're not a fit together. They don't play well in the sandbox together. Bradley Beal and John Wall do not play well together, and someone needs to be traded. And it seems like I'm going to harp on this until they are eventually eliminated. Hopefully Toronto will do it in 4 games, so you guys won't have to hear me harping on it any longer than that. Diamondbacks got a great win last night. Corbin, one-hitter, that close to a no-no. I'll be at the park this weekend, so have a lot of update, a lot of sound. Make sure you follow us on social media at Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page, thesportscave.com. Make sure you check it out. A lot of great articles that are there. You get me directly at PLR on Sports. Hey, everyone, I appreciate you joining us. Appreciate you sticking with us through an abbreviated show today. We'll be back tomorrow. Standard size shows, ready to go. In fact, we may supersize it. Until then, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. All calls are made on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Thanks, Lou, our buddy that always gives us a call in. Appreciate it. Until tomorrow, this is The Cave Show. This is PLR. Everyone, have an incredible Wednesday.
I'm the world's greatest, and I'm that little bit of hope. When my back's against the ropes, I can feel it.